With the Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Haley Shipp. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, veterinary jobs are expected to grow some 17% in the 10 years from 2020 to 2030. That is much faster than the average for all occupations. Heather Grimm, doctor of veterinary medicine.
It is a phenomenon that's not new to rural areas, livestock producers, large animal owners. However, we are now finding even big city practices are shutting down days that they're open, hours that they're open.
A national survey by the American Veterinary Association found that a large number of veterinarians are set to retire in the next 15 years.
Essentially, the world is at a veterinarian's fingertips. Wherever you want to go, wherever you want to live, whatever you want to do, there's pretty much an opportunity out there.
Dr. Grimm also noted that there is a push towards corporate ownership.
Corporations are finding that there's lots of money to be made in veterinary medicine. There's a lot of heated arguments for and against corporate ownership. It can take the stresses of practice ownership off of a veterinarian, allowing a veterinarian to practice, but then it comes with the conundrum of corporate bylaws, of focus more on money and profit.
Approximately 4,400 veterinary jobs are expected to open up every year on average over the course of the next 10. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.